The views and opinions expressed on any program are those of the persons appearing on the program and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the New Hue and Sunflower Media Mint. Some programs might include strong images or languages that may not be suitable for all audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
It's the shades of temporary state of mind or feeling. Curated playlist by real people. You're listening to Hue Mood by the New Hue.
Hey guys, back to the pod. It's another Humid episode. This is Edge. Welcome to Humid Within You, your weekly. Well, somehow we want to do it on a weekly basis, but basically this is a place for you to enjoy over your weekend. Iba ibang tema, different days, whatever you wanna plug into your headset, your speakers at home, whether you're going out or just really sleeping over the weekend. So whatever you want to do, there's a new playlist for you. Before that, of course, recently we have concluded the New Year's first ever Music Awards. This is we had the voting started around February of this year, ended last March, right? And we're having the awarding this coming May 28th. Watch out for the deals on our website. It's www.theneuph.com/musicawards-2022. And for tonight, we have one of the nominees for that Music Awards that was nominated as the Best Female Artist, and of course, the Best New Upcoming Artist in this industry, in this very, very bright OPM scene that we have right now, Anna Marty. What's up, Anna?
What's up, guys? Hello, listeners. Hi, everybody. It's good to be here. How are you, sir?
I told Anna, well, before we were recording, to drop the sir, but of course we cannot just do that and all, so I forgive you for that one. But how was it? I mean, it's been 2 years down the line. I really don't want to talk about the pandemic. It's up there, but we don't really want to talk about it anymore. How's that with you? I mean, you recently, what's up, what's new with you?
It's been good. I guess a lot of COVID situation have been softened, if you know, for now, hopefully forever. But it's been good for, I guess, for us musicians to go out a little bit more and perform in front of people a little bit more. And it's been great, actually. 2 years ago, it was really... It was really hard to even, you know, do what we do for a living. But
right.
Now there's hope, which is good. Yeah.
The light at the end of the tunnel, right? So, I mean...
Right, yeah.
As much as we want, I mean, there are times we said that, okay, maybe it's too early for us to really declare the endemic, right? But
right.
I would take whatever there is. So... They said that we can do live gigs now. Hell, let's do live gigs right now. So,
yeah.
Days back, you've been in Saguillo. How was it?
Oh, you know, I just remember when we pull up to the street, the Saguillo street before that, I got a little bit emotional because everything seems to be kind of like a deja vu.
Really?
There are people that are outside waiting for it to, you know, the gate to open. And the parking lot, like people who know Saguillo knows that parking lot is so iconic. So I had an emotional moment where it kind of felt like 2019, or it kind of felt like we just time traveled a little bit. And it was a really surreal moment, to be honest.
I've been seeing a lot of places right now. 19 East is back. I mean, of course, so has the traffic within the East Service Road, because 19 East is back, right? So there are other places right now. I've seen Urban Dub performed at Social House the other day, having Kamikaze join them in, jam with them. So it was like, the hell, what's happening? It's really back, and it's really good, right? So I mean, not really just good, but actually great for the scene, great for everyone. I wouldn't say that's totally safe out there right now, but I would say if we are allowed to do it, then so be it. Just take care of ourselves. We carry our own baggages. But how about you? I mean, you performing in a bar again, in a bar setup with live audience.
Right.
Does it how does you feel? How does it feel? I mean, do you feel threatened or unsafe still? I mean, with of course you have to take your mask off and then
right.
you're in an enclosed place. How do you feel?
Honestly, I wasn't caring about my well-being, to be honest, at that point. I was more scared the fact that, you know, I've lost all the showmanship that I had before. Because, you know, when I entered Sagiho, I was almost kind of like, I had a weird barrier towards other people because I haven't really conversed with a lot of people, you know, being all professional and all of that. So I was more terrified of the fact that I couldn't deliver what I wanted for a long time just because I wasn't really used to it yet. So that was, you know, I could get COVID. I will, you know, survive. I'll be fine. But I was more terrified about my you know, professional side. Yeah.
That's true. I honestly felt that. I mean, we've been doing the podcast for 2 years now, and I've been interacting with you guys with the OPM scene virtually, right? So yeah. we've been talking here, just still one on one, but within the computer virtually. Yeah. It's a different place, right? I mean, yeah. it's still different when it you is. Go. Physical, right? So mm-hmm. how does the chemistry here work, right? So when you talk about and when you talk about professionalism and all that, you yourself has this somehow I wouldn't say anxiety, but more of like you're unsure if you can still put it on, right? Until you right. really do it, right? So
yeah,
it's good.
It was a lot of social anxiety happening, you know. It's just
there you go, you said it.
You're 3D, wow, you know, it's a lot weird when you are in it. But I guess it was a good assurance as well because I saw a lot of people and actually new people as well, which was really awesome. You know, actually finally get to talk to whoever was supporting online. It's a really good feeling, yeah.
That's good. I mean, before the pandemic happened, well, actually, till now, I'm an IT guy, so it still hits me whenever I go to gigs right now, and then mm-hmm. I'm directly talking to you guys, right? I mean, before I would go to gigs, I would sit down in the corner, order something, one or two, and then just enjoy the music. And then right now, mm-hmm. I was actually, okay, I have to go out because I have to really meet these people who actually
right.
help me out for the past 2 years in terms of coping with the pandemic. Yeah. Before anything else or whatever the new has built, I would say, but it's more on for me personally, it's more of a personal coping up on the past 2 years and having those conversations night in and out with people that I don't barely know, but we had the same goal, and that's really to go outside and win this battle against this pandemic. And I would say you are doing a great job in terms of that. I mean, we've seen a lot of your materials recently. But with the pandemic happening, right, I know that I've said that we were not going to talk about the pandemic, but this is more of the work within the pandemic.
Yeah.
We have seen a lot of people struggle, I would say, at the beginning of the pandemic, in the middle, at this point, in terms of producing, creating their materials, their music, video, whatever there is, right? With you, I mean, coming up with Vivid, with other materials that are right now, sure, it's a surefire hit. How does it change in terms of helping you? Or I would say the other way around, how did the pandemic change you?
Well, of course, the environment that I write songs with. Well, since back then when I started, I like writing songs alone. I don't really do well with a lot of people around me. I like to be in my own space when I write things. But I truly felt different when I was quarantined in a different country. I'm from Japan, so I went back to Japan to kind of quarantine myself and just, you know, keep myself safe. But I was very, very lonely because, you know, I didn't really have friends around, or even, you know, even it's online, you don't really want to like bother your friends or anything. Like, I think a lot of people feel that way sometimes. I was very isolated from my team also. So it was really hard to kind of figure out how to write songs. So, and also the inspiration is hard to look for, because I like to go places to find inspiration when my life is not that, you know,
that's right,
interesting, which is always, it's not that interesting. So it's like, I have to find somewhere, you know, and when you can't do that, it's really hard to even try to start something new. And I guess it was a challenge, but I think I found a new kind of my coping mechanism, where I get, it's like if something challenges me, it's kind of like, you know what, I'll shine whatever I'm kind of trying to feel, or I try to fight against my what do you call that, environment. So I tend to be more focused and more, I guess, trying to achieve something that I thought I can't achieve. So with that, my writing and how I could do it on my own, it kind of changed, and it gave me a lot of confidence as well, knowing that, okay, like if I was in this box with just laptop and a keyboard, probably I could do one song at least. And that was a good kind of assurance, you know. And I guess a lot of the situation that I was isolated, also other people, seeing other people on TV, all of that inspired me as well to write a lot of songs. So it's good. Yeah. I grew, I guess, in terms of, what do you call that, the way I write kind of changed because of the pandemic, because of the isolation that I was in. Yeah.
Yeah. Going to your creative process, you mentioned about, of course, the changes you have. I mean,
yeah,
of course, I would say it's for the better. I mean, personally, I've been enjoying your vivid single recently. It's been running around the playlist for quite some time now. But before I go on with that song, how, in terms of your creative process, what goes first? I mean, I know there are a lot of different approaches. It depends on the artist. So with you, what goes first? Does it start with the words, with the lyrics, or go with the tunes? Or with the music, or basically you pick up an instrument. How is it with you?
Well, I keep everything in a folder just in case to put, you know, pull something out when it can. But I definitely start with the melody. I really have a big respect for people that could start with wording or a type of, you know, a poem or a line that they could write and then put on the song. It's really hard to do that for me personally. So I start playing chords, maybe a little bit of a melody, go on voice message from like 2017 or something, just to find what could match. And also I keep kind of like, I have this little notebook where I write quotes that I like, and I'll just kind of go there and to find things. But yeah, I usually go with the melody. I want to try writing by words first, but it's always a melody. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to tell us if your song is started with the words. I want to really hear the difference in terms of how you
right,
produce something. I mean, now that you're telling that you're more of like a melody person, then it intrigues me on how it would sound like if it starts with the whole words, right? So it's a challenge that I'm giving to you right now. So
yeah.
You mentioned about you want to be challenged, so it's up to you.
I'll try my best for the next
right,
one. Yeah.
Now going to Vivid. Vivid is a song that, honestly, when one of my writers in the New Year said, "Hey, listen to this one," I was like, where the hell did you get this? I mean, Anna, for those who are tuning in, Anna is the first artist that we have personally approached with offshore music. most likely. With Vivid, what's this song all about, Anna? I want to understand the story behind the song.
Well, Vivid, I got inspired by kind of my own insecurities and how I get really jealous towards other people's success and how I view things when I'm in a really bad mentality. And I think I really wanted to write a song. It's about jealousy and love, but in a way where we don't point out people's mistakes and then you're jealous about it. It's more of like, oh, it's my fault that I'm jealous. It's more of my insecurities kind of mirroring back as a jealousy. And that's where my kind of concept came about with Vivid. And I kind of wanted to write a pop song with a little bit of a kind of dark element to it. It's not too happy, so all of the production side as well, all the synths and the programming that we have put on, there's like a little bit of a warm, dark tone here and there to kind of make it a little bit more dim, a little bit more creepy side of pop. Yeah, so that's Vivid.
It's knowing that the I would say the background of that song is basically that way. Now, when we talk about society in general, I would say it's we usually talk about just the good stuff, right? So, but honestly, we have to really go deep into the other side, to the dark side, as they would say, because that's the only way we could actually understand everything. Yeah. Because without the other side, I mean, if we're going to be stuck with really, okay, I'll stay here because this is where they told me to stay, to be good. It doesn't mean that you go and venture out here to really go there, right? It's sometimes we have to really go there to really understand it and become better being good. So I like it when you said it that you created that song basically out of jealousy, insecurities, and whatever, but it's more of you telling yourself that, hey, why am I like this? Right? Yeah. So, hey, why do I feel like this? I mean,
a lot of songs that I write is really a mirror back to all of my flaws that I kind of see for myself. I think that's my biggest concept that I like think of. Because, you know, I like to observe people, but I don't observe anyone that much, as much as I do to myself. And when I observe myself, you know, I see a lot of, you know, I see a lot of good things and also obviously a lot of bad things. Yeah. And then I think that's my favorite thing to write about, is just really my flaws. Yeah. So, wow. That's one of my songs that I wrote about my flaws. Yeah.
When you said that you love writing songs about your flaws, it reminded me of Eminem in his movie way, way back. Yeah. And I think that's the early 98 Mile, wherein the final battle is actually him dissing his own self, right? So there's no more diss to come. It just made the opponent choke. And maybe that's how we can actually, I would say, turn down the bashers in this industry, right? I mean, if you yourself is actually acknowledging your flaws and it's your way to becoming better, then there's nothing else to point out, right? Yeah. So anyway, Vivid, where can they stream your music, Anna?
Oh, where is it? It's basically everywhere. Spotify, I have a Spotify as well. Also Apple Music, Deezer. I also have a music video on YouTube, so you could watch that as well. You could find it, just Google it, it's there.
Like the new you, Anna Mori is everywhere, guys. So you just need to search the name and Google. You go blabber, and of course, look at anything that Anna does. Basically, you will just fall in love with the music stuff. Now, not a humid episode without a playlist, like we always say. And of course, we invited Anna to do this podcast with us. And of course, she created a playlist. And
yes, I did.
It's titled Emo. Emo to like Emo. Emo by Anna, right? Emo by
Emo
Anna.
Emo by Anna. I think that's the best that we could do for the title. Yeah. So, yeah, I created this a little playlist where it's mostly one of my favorite female artists or female singers are on it. And I listen to these songs when I want to kind of just, you know, cocoon myself in my own ideas. And I just want to be alone a little bit. Yeah, it's nice to kind of, you know, listen to it in a rainy day in a taxi or like somewhere that you could just be a little bit emo, you know. So yeah.
there's a bunch of Wolf Alice, Kate Bush, Georgia, yeah, in this playlist, I would say. You have to find it. You have to check it out. It's going to be out after this podcast. You can look at it. But before, of course, we wrap this up, Anna, in this playlist, there's about 14 songs here. What's your top song?
Ooh, that's a prohibited question, isn't it? That's a no-no. It's a taboo. I'm just kidding.
Top song within the emo by Anna.
Playlist. Yeah. Honestly, I think top song for... it's so hard. Honestly... Lipstick on the Glass by Wolf Alice. I think that's my top song for today. It will change in like 20 minutes. I'm just kidding. Yeah, but Lipstick on the Glass by Wolf Alice. I like that song very much. Yeah.
Emo by Anna, going to be out after this podcast on Spotify. Download, listen, of course, share it. Like what we always say, you share the playlist because you, who knows, maybe your friend, your family, your mom, your friend, your brother, your sister, with whoever,
your dogs
would love it. I mean, they've been dying to find out about these songs, but
yeah,
maybe you, right? You don't really know that you like this kind of music until now, right? So that's Emo by Anna. And of course, you guys stream Vivid, of course, on Spotify. Of course, YouTube, the music video is out. And for the new you, it's the Music Awards. The Music Awards is going to be out. It's going to happen on May 28th. Still, that's tentative. We'll update you guys. There's about 6 categories all in there. Best Male, Best Female, which is Anna is nominated in that one. Best New Artist, of course, that's the most prestige award that we are really giving, because the new platform is basically all about what's new. So rather than being what's the artist of the year or something like that, we really laser point and focus on the new artists of this industry right now. So watch out for that. Of course, I want to thank the partners been there: Tap to Connect, Thompson Collective, Grand Philippines, Archer, MTech Security, and of course Q Cup. So you guys watch out for that. We're coming up with, I think, with a Zoom party for that one. So that's going to be broadcasted also for the fans to watch. So it's on the first come, first serve in terms of the registration. So watch out within the website. It's www.thenewph.com/musicawards-2022. And to wrap this episode, like what I told Anna earlier, 3 fun questions. You ready for this?
All right. I'll just sip a little bit of the water. I'm game. Yeah, I'm down.
Go to ice cream flavor. What's your flavor?
A what? Flavor?
Yeah, ice cream flavor. Ice cream.
Oh, go to ice cream flavor. Always, always, always vanilla. Just plain vanilla. I'm so boring. Yeah.
Plain vanilla. Yeah. In terms of the emo days, if you're going, you know this thing that they say that you tend to listen to a song and then you say it, that I hope that I'm the one who wrote it. What song is that?
Ooh, this is so good. I think Hyper Ballad by Björk. I wish I will I wish I had the money to buy from her because it's so good. It really is. Yeah, that's my favorite. Yeah.
It's good to have those kinds of, I mean, somehow you get inspired that, hey, this song is so great that I wish that I'm the one who actually wrote it because...
Exactly. Like, even the credit, like, can I just get one credit from, like, at the back of the song? Yeah, like, I really wish that sometimes, yeah.
Okay, let's go deeper, I would say.
Okay.
What is the most, how do you say it? What's the saddest line for you in a song?
Saddest line?
Yeah.
Is it okay if it's unreleased?
Sure.
Well, I wrote this song that, it's unreleased, but the line is, I need to be my first love again. Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Or wait, is it? I need to change my first love to me again. Yeah. That.
Oof.
Yeah,
ouch.
Ouch. You know.
We have to hear that song soon. Yeah. Release that song. Release a Kraken.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Just and crying while listening.
Anna, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Human by the New.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really good.
And for those who are tuning into us, follow us on our socials. It's the UPH. The website is www.theuph.com. If you're looking for podcasts, it's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the podcasts from 2 years ago, season one, and all the other shows. Hey, we're coming up with a lot of new podcast shows within the new year, I would say. It's something that with different variants, different flavors for you guys to enjoy. We're gonna have this podcast that talks about animal welfare. We have this I Told You So, it's a confessions of a party girl. Daddy Humor, more on modern parenting and all. So there's really more within the new than just music in general. But of course, we're not letting go of Humid by the GU. We give you a playlist every week. We give you a playlist to enjoy. And of course, this is playlist that's not AI based. This is a playlist direct from real people like Animal. And I thank you so much, and more power to what you're doing. See you soon with any live gigs, and I hope to see you on the Music Awards.
Yes, I'm excited. Thank you so much, Nivea, for having me.
For those who are listening, for the new you, always will be in black and white, straightforward, and always will be your new you. Night, guys.